Thank you.
This is Cheryl McQuaid. I'm with the Lansing Fisher Body Historical Team. Today is November the 7th, 2005. It's approximately 10:15 a.m. We're with Tim Berry and getting ready to interview him, and we'd like to go around and let everybody in the room present state their name.
Mike Fleming.
Marilyn Coulter.
Doreen Howard.
Linda Johnson.
Doug Rademacher.
John Fiedewa.
And Tim Berry. Could you state your name, spell your last name, and your address for the record?
Tim Berry.
B-E-R-R-Y?
Yeah. Address is 4075 Holt Road.
And is that Holt, Michigan?
Yep.
Tim, do you remember, are you married?
No.
Have any children?
Yes.
Boys, girls?
One each.
One girl, one boy. And were you in the service?
No.
What is your educational background?
12th grade.
12th grade?
Everett.
Do you remember, could you tell us what day you hired in at Fisher Body, and if you remember that very first day walking into this plant?
Yeah, I hired in 9/2/76, and I remember getting hired in. And it was a little scary.
Was it?
Yes.
What was scary about it?
I was only 18, so I didn't know anything about the shop or didn't know much about shop work. And actually, I was like the youngest one here, and, like a kid. I was a kid, and so it was a little scary seeing everybody working in all the big shop and everything.
What job were you hired in at?
End up doing front door regulators.
What is a regulator?
Regulator is what makes the door window track. What makes the window go up and down.
Oh, could you explain a little bit about that job while you were learning it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think somebody mentioned once about regulators that they had to put their arms in the door and
yep.
What kind of safety equipment?
Well, it was greasy, and so you just had like gloves and had an arm sleeve. And back then, the regulators were more like metal, and they like some of them were electrical, and some of them was manual. And we riveted them on. Rivets.
Pop rivets?
Yep. And then it had a metal, I don't know, but we had a couple screws in it too, but mostly it was metal.
And did you?
Riveted in, I mean. So.
How long did you do that, Jeff?
Probably 2 or 3 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Fleming.
Tim, you came in on regulators. How long did it take you to get the job where you knew how to do it? And your partner, did you have a partner that you worked with? Did they happen to help you do any of those types of things?
It took me about 3 days to break in. And actually, I had, there was four of us putting in regulators. And one, they ran a lot of four doors back then, so had back doors, two on back doors and two on front doors. I did all the front doors, driver's side back then. That's what I did.
Did they, your opposites, did they help you at all?
No, they normally had their own work. Yeah, they did the back doors and front doors.
Doug Rademacher.
Tim, would you tell me about how you heard about Fisher Body, what it was like, how you managed to get employed? And let's start with that.
Well, actually, I got a twin brother. And my dad was self-employed. And I knew my mom didn't like it. And I wasn't very good at school. And there was a lot of shops around here at the time. So I put, like, my application in at Oldsmobile. And I put on a suit, believe it or not, when I was a senior in high school. Dad goes, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going down to Oldsmobile, put my application in." And He said, "Tom, you go with him. That's my twin brother." And they hired my brother. So, but a couple weeks later, I put in here and I got hired in here. So it was pretty funny, I thought, anyhow.
Doreen Howard.
What department did you come in on, and what shift did you hire into?
Hired in trim. That's, I don't remember the apartment number, but I hired in on days.
Marilyn Coulter.
Tim, do you remember how you got chosen for the regulator job? Was there a process? Did the supervisor come get you out? Can you tell us how they got you on the job?
Yeah, we when we hired in, a couple of supervisors came in. I'll take him and her in there, and they just put me there with an open job.
Tucker Hademaker.
Tim, you said you were the youngest in here. Did you hire in with a bunch of young people? Was there any camaraderie with the group that you hired in with? And how many people did you come in with?
No, I think I was about the youngest, right out of high school. And but there was about close to 10 of us in that room when we first hired in, if I remember
did,
right.
Did you guys stay close? Did you reckon, you know, since you came in together, did you build a quick bond and kind of ever be able to see each other and remember that that was the day that you came in here?
Actually, I remember only one guy. One guy. And he's up in paint committee man. And I don't even remember his name, but so it's nod our head to each other when we see each other. That's about it.
When you hired in, were there any jokes pulled on you being a new hire? And later on, did you pull any jokes on new hires that came into the plant?
I don't remember any, but, you know, no.
No?
Not that I know of.
Michael Fleming.
Were you involved in any layoffs or strikes that they had here?
If I remember right, in 76, we walked out, but we came back the next day, and then I think 2 or 3 years later we walked out for a day or two, but no, not really.
So where did you go after you left the, talk to me about where you, when you left Trim, what types of jobs did you go in the areas that you held?
I pretty much stayed in Trim for 24 years, and I end up moving door glass, door rubbers. I end up being utility most of the time I've been here. And then after when I got 24 and a half years in, I got into sanitation, ended up being a booth cleaner. And now I'm still in sanitation. I'm not booth cleaner right now. But
so what's the booth cleaner?
We clean paint booths. And tanks, just getting all the junk out of there, cleaning it up.
So you've had confined space training then?
Correct, yeah. Yep.
What other kind of training have you had with GM?
I don't know, it's just like lockout on normal stuff. Just coordinator training a little bit. I was a coordinator for a little bit. Boy, I don't know.
Doreen Howard.
Going back to the trim department, you said you had worked there 24 years and had done various jobs. Can you explain some of the other jobs that you did? You talked about the doors and the door rubbers and things like that. Could you explain what some of those jobs were and what they entailed?
I was utility mainly, and what utility is when you show up, if there's people absence, and then you take their place, and throw you anywhere. And I like that because once you got used to doing a job, it was pretty easy. I mean, and so it took out the boredom. And a lot of jobs were pretty much, you know, it kept you busy. And But doing a different one every day was sort of fun, you know, because we weren't so bored. At one time, I thought I knew almost all the jobs in Trim, you know, because I get shipped out a lot. And I was pretty lucky. Didn't have a hard time picking them up, you know, learning them. So just, no, nothing really sticks out. I think door glass was a fun job to do. Fun. I never did do very good in hood. The
vinyl tops.
Vinyl tops. Thank you. And don't have a steady enough hand for that.
Marilyn Coulter.
Tim, what made door glass a good job for you?
Because there was like six of us doing it, three on each side, and it was just more fun. I mean, I was fairly young, and that's I ended up doing that like 78, 79, and some people more my age or a couple years younger than me came in, and we had a lot of fun.
So what are some of the things you did for fun?
Oh, we just, again, you know.
Do tell.
Just, you know, we were in our early 20s, and we just drank, and we drank a lot, and just had a good time. Joked around a lot.
So basically it was the camaraderie?
Yes.
Just being able to talk to your peers and mm-hmm. while doing the job?
Did you play jokes from each other?
Oh, I don't imagine we did, but, you know, nothing really sticks out, you know. No, not really. Not that I didn't think of, anyhow.
Doreen Howard.
Can you talk about the changes that you saw that happened in the trim department from the time when you came in to when you left that department over 24 years? There should have been a lot of changes. Can you tell us some of them that you remember?
Yeah. Like the regulators end up being pretty much plastic instead of a metal. A lot of cars were different. You know, when I hired in, we were putting Toronados and 98s. And 98s. And we ended up going to Grand Ams and smaller car. A lot of the rules changed. Like, you know, drinking didn't allow it as much, was, you know, and harder to get away with or whatever. And it's just, I guess with me maturing, the plant matured, I think, you know, it seemed like, you know. And it's all right.
Michael Fleming.
Talk about some of the safety, health and safety changes that you noticed. Not only in trim, but being a booth cleaner, there had to be some changes that went along with that from the time you started until up until now.
I was a booth cleaner for about 3.5 years, and pretty much it was at the end of this plant closing, and so not really much changing really went on. I worked with a bunch of older guys, and so, like, they just pretty much watched over me, you know. Most of them guys were big and heavy, so they couldn't get down there, but they made sure that the air was clean and all that stuff was taken care of, and it made me feel real comfortable. It'll be all right.
Any special equipment you used when you did it?
Air check, and they had air blowers, you know, for, like, the pits. And tanks, and they all knew what they were doing, and they were just sort of teaching me how to do it, made sure that I was safe and everything most of the time.
Doreen Howard.
Can you describe the environment of the booth and the pits and the things that you worked in?
The paint booths were, it's like a river runs through there, and the paint, what misses, falls down on the grates and into the river. And most of the time during the week, we just mowed the grates. It was which is like a lawnmower, but only it shoots out water. And put down this chemical, what we called acid, and it really wasn't acid, but it's what we called it. It's like a soap. And we mow it, and then we, the walls, we'd PSI it. The tanks, we'd drain them, and then break it up with a fire hose, and then air check it. And it got clear, and then we'd go down there once the air was clear, and just like shovel it and water hose it down the hole, you know, down the drain. And then it goes into a Hoffman, and then eventually we clean the Hoffman too. So,
what is PSI?
1,000 PSI is water pressure.
Oh, okay. And what is a Hoffman?
Hoffman is where all the paint goes down to, you know, like the paint in a paint booth starts there and misses, and then we clean them out, and it goes, and we put it down there, the tank, shovel them out, put them in guns, and the rest goes down into this drain, and that goes down to the Hoffman, where...
Is the Hoffman like another holding tank?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a holding tank.
Dorian Heller.
How large is this booth, and how many people do you think work inside of this particular booth?
Well, they get four different booths on each line. So, good question. There's most of the time there's like four or five people painting in there. And but it was different and different. You got repair tank, you got primer tank, you got clear coat tank, and you got main color tank. And then we had two lines, so...
So each type of painting applied to the vehicle had its own separate booth?
Right.
Okay. And then the person in there would be standing on top of a grate system that had water underneath of it, correct?
Correct.
And then the whatever paint was not applied to the vehicle went into the water?
Right.
And then it was somehow separated and you went in to clean the excess paint out?
Right. That's mainly on the weekends. That's what we did. Correct.
Okay.
But during the week, we had to clean the grates where the people stand on so they don't get sticky and stuff.
Tim, going back to when you first hired in, do you remember any check pools, raffles, drawings? Can you tell us a little bit about those or if you ever participated?
Yeah, I just anticipated. They had check pools, a little bit of gambling going on. Had you mentioned names, but they had people going around selling little stuff, you know, and they had raffles of cars, and some of it ended up being like ripoff stuff, but you know, but yeah.
Linda Johnson.
Tim, tell us how a check pool was run for the people that don't have the fun and experience of the shop. Tell them how that went.
Well, usually somebody go around and ask if you want to be in the check pool, and you put a dollar in, and the highest number on your check stub, usually it's like the last three digits and you change, and if you made a poker hand out of that, and you win.
How much could you hope that you might get on a Friday night or Thursday night?
About 50 bucks, 30, 40, 50 bucks.
Did you ever work any changeovers?
Yes, mainly when I was in sanitation. I worked them all. But that's about it.
When you hired in the, I think it was called the A and the B line, they were both on one floor. And then later that was split up. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
You're right that both of them were, the lines and trim were on both lines upstairs. And then when they moved them, one downstairs, it was seemed like we had a lot more space upstairs. And downstairs was seemed like new, you know, cleaner. I guess the biggest difference that I noticed being on the line was when they went to where we punch out by the card. Because I remember we used to stand in line to punch out, and it'd take you like 5 or 10 minutes to punch out sometimes because of the big old line and stuff.
Yeah. And then they changed to what?
They do. They changed it right where we punched out at the gate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so by the time I got there, the line was gone, so.
Do you remember your first boss?
George Nettles. Yeah. Yes, I do.
And do you remember a favorite boss? Or maybe a not-so-favorite boss?
Yeah, I had some good bosses, but I'm terrible at names. Yes, I had some really nice bosses.
What made a good boss a good boss?
I did my job and he left me alone. And he had no problem with me and I had no problem with him. You know, didn't necessarily pick me out for trouble, you know, I don't know, treat me like a human, you know, pretty much.
Michael Fleming.
Tim, you got 28, 29 years almost now, and through your time here, there's been some name changes. Talk about the name changes. It went from, BOC, LCA, and it was originally Fisher Body. What do you call it, and what do you feel about those name changes?
Well, when I hired in, it was Fisher Body, and then they started changing it around, and I couldn't really tell you what the names were because I always stayed with Fisher Body, and I think most of the people what worked here anyhow, we always called it Fisher Body. And then when people would say, well, there ain't no more Fisher Body, and I'd say, well, then Plant 6, you know, so. But yeah, I couldn't even tell you what it's called today. We still call it Fisher Body. Most of us still work here.
Do you remember the music in the plant?
Yes.
Can you tell us anything about different music stations or some cultural things that were happening?
Well, Tim was a trimmer, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So you knew about the music.
Oh, yeah. The music was loud, and it was good because it killed some time, you know, and every once in a while somebody would, you know, not like what other people were playing and have a little bit of a problem, you know, and the boss would have to go around and tell everybody to turn it down. But I also remember water fights, since we mentioned that. We used to get away with water balloons and stuff, and that stopped years ago. But in the summertime when it was hot, we used to get away with throwing water on each other and having a little bit of fun and stuff like that. But that stopped years ago. But
Michael Fleming.
So the music was loud. It was a great time in Trim at that time. What was it like after lunch? After everybody went to lunch, he came back. And you were on second shift or first shift?
On second shift.
Yeah, so when you came back from lunch on second shift, what was it like?
most of us, you know, we did our job and everything, but, you know, we were... Again, in the early days, drinking was allowed, you know, and we drank and had fun, and there was a lot of people that stayed by themselves. And I don't know, understand the question, really. I think it's...
Well, did you have a good time after lunch? Did it seem to be more festive? Was it more fun after lunch, or was it not more fun?
It was more fun because we knew that it was, you know, closer to the end of the day, and people were... loosen up, you know, getting used to being there for the day.
Did you have departmental parties, things that you all did at certain times of the year or just at any time at all?
Yeah, we had, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinners, and usually somebody would be in charge of that. And it wasn't me, but, you know, I would, you know, put in for it, and I'd definitely eat and bring pop or chips or whatever, because...
Marilyn Coulter. Tim, just a couple of things. Just for a point of clarification, when you say that drinking was allowed, was it that the rules weren't as strongly enforced or the things weren't tight? Because it wasn't like the manager said, oh, it's okay if you bring your beer in, right?
No, it wasn't legal, but there was a lot of people that had, you know, lockers full of bottles of stuff like that. No, and they, I think, you know, back in the early days when I hired anyhow, you know, it was very common. People had bottles and was selling bottles in here.
And now when we had radios, was it one radio or was it like four different radios all on the same station?
Most of the time it was, you know, people having their own radios, and but every once in a while you have a big old radio and everybody would listen to the same station. And most of the time we didn't have a big problem. But it's sitting on the line and doing the same job over and over. Sometimes people get irritable and, you know, complain about the music. And so we had to cool it once in a while.
In the area that you worked in, was it a rock area? Was it a country area? What kind of music did you listen to?
I remember listening mostly to rock and roll. And remember hearing a lot of, Detroit music, Motown. And was a lot of that. It was good. Always liked that. It was always fun.
Linda Johnson.
Tim, you were talking about parties that your area would have. Were you ever the focus of a party just for you?
No.
I recall taking pictures of a young man and balloons. I don't know if it was an engagement or a party.
Now that you mentioned that, I was sworn I was going to get married for the second time, yeah. Yeah, they had a little party in balloons, yeah.
You were well regarded.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I was on days at that time. And, we ended up getting married for the second time and having another kid. And that was pretty cool. Daughter's 13 years old now.
Marilyn Coulter. Because they did this for you, did you kind of see the people that you worked with, kind of like your work family or anything like that?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Anybody that you're especially close to?
I haven't seen any of them around in a long time. Gomer, you know, and Tommy and Elva, a lot of, I remember names and... But it was fun, but not that I really got real close to and hung out of here. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I never really hung out with people.
Would you say that's the downside of going from one department to another? You lose contact with people?
No, not really. I mean, it's pretty much life. Mm-hmm. Been divorced twice, it's life.
Douglas Rademacher.
Tim, would you tell me about the relationship that you recognize with the union and the corporation?
GM needs to make money, so we, you know, we pretty much do what we can to get along, you know, and it's been that way at this plant pretty much since I hired in. And I liked it that way, you know. Not that, because none of us, I don't think, really, you know, killed ourselves working or anything like that. But union and management pretty much got along pretty good. And the only problem I had with that is when we had foremen coming in from a different area, from a different plant, and they didn't know we were trying to, that we get along, and then they would try to strong-hand us or whatever, but they finally picked up, too. We pretty much all get along. In this plant, anyhow, we always have.
Linda Johnson.
What is your best to you bargain benefit that you have gotten from working here or for General Motors?
Well, it's been a good living. I'm not an educated man, and and it's been a good living, you know. It's helped me bring up two families, and I'm still doing it, so it's been a good living, honest living.
Doreen Howard.
You've been here a long time, and you've gone through a lot of changes in that time, from the name changes from Fisher Body till now. What's your feelings about the closing of this facility and the demolition of this building?
You know, at first when May came and they shut the plant down, the lines were done, it was like, oh man, I don't like this and this and that. But I've been still working because I'm in sanitation. And now I'm looking forward to the new plant because it's pretty much a shop's a shop, and same union's going to be there, you know, different bosses. Yeah, this place holds a lot of memories, but it is getting old, and they've letting it, you know, they've done, kept up on maintenance real good the last few years, and I'm looking forward to going to the new plant. I got a lot of memories here, and this place is like home, you know, but it's like moving into a new house, you know, I guess. It's going to be all right. That's what I tell myself, anyhow.
Does anybody else have any questions for Tim? Tim, I'd like to say thank you very much for being available to us.
You're
Tim,
welcome.
Thank Tim, you. I'd like to thank you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim. Thank Was you. There anything that you wanted to say that we did not ask you?
No, just that this place has been and I already mentioned it, it's been a good living.
Thank you.
Thank you.